Usually, the word smart is a good thing, but maybe not when it comes to a TV, because Samsung just advised users of its smart TVs to run regular virus scans on the TVs. Didn't have to deal with that in the days of the Sony Trinitron. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, so Samsung tweeted that users should run virus scans on their TVs every few weeks. Then it quickly took the tweet down. What's going on?
Okay, so here's the good news. The short answer is that it is highly unlikely your smart TV and your Samsung smart TV, wherever it comes from, is infected with a virus. And the reason for that is kind of twofold. One, there seems to be a pretty low level of evidence here of hackers building viruses for internet-connected televisions in general, mostly because building viruses for phones and computers, et cetera, is way more lucrative still for hackers. Two, most of the people who have been impacted by malware on a smart television are doing more technical things than the average user, like actually browsing the web with the television instead of using it to, you know, like watch your favorite shows. Samsung seems to have put this message out kind of as a reminder to people to make sure they, you know, update their software and do their virus scans. And it's a little complicated from there. Now, the company works with McAfee, the antivirus maker, in order to have this virus scanning software on its televisions. And it's a little bit unclear whether this is really about McAfee wanting kind of access to a bunch of Samsung users and be delivering its service that way, or whether it's about Samsung wanting this antivirus software from McAfee. McAfee provides software for a bunch of Samsung devices. Now, Samsung has put out a statement. They said, "We want to clarify that this was simply a way to educate consumers about one of the features included in our products and was only posted because we believed that consumers would find it informative."
But then people obviously didn't find it informative. They found it scary, and then Samsung had to take it down.
Absolutely. That's right.
Okay. And this is also not the first time that Samsung has gotten into hot water with its smart TV. This is the same company that we found out was listening in on users through the smart TV back in 2015.
That's right. So along with perhaps unnecessarily connecting televisions more and more to the internet, companies like Samsung are using voice recognition software, just like Alexa or Google or any of these other smart speaker companies and software that's already out there. A few years back, Samsung put into their privacy agreement a warning that it would be listening in, and users did not, of course, love this idea. Granted, Jeremy, who among us hasn't yelled into the abyss, "Where's the frickin' remote?" Right?
but it never answers. Does it ever answer? Does Alexa ever say, "Oh, it's right over there"?
No, that's true. But at least you could control your TV that way, right? You could potentially talk to your TV, depending on the TV, and control it that way, which might be a good thing, especially since there are no buttons on the TV anymore. You know, call me an old man, but I have read George Orwell's 1984. I remember the telescreen used as a propaganda and surveillance device. So I'm personally not a huge fan of just like connecting everything in your home and your living room to the internet. But, you know, consumer options are much more designed to just feed you entertainment.
So if TV makers like Samsung want this internet connection on the TV because they want to be able to subsidize the cost of the TV by selling your streaming data, as you said, and customers want to be connected so that they can watch Netflix and whatever just straight through their TV, what's the solution to this? How do we get to a place where we can feel safe with our smart TVs?
So I think, again, the takeaway here is that you're probably not in any immediate danger of being somehow attacked through your television by hackers. However, as smart TVs become even more common, I think close to 30 million households in the U.S. have smart TVs at this point. This is a bigger concern. If your device manufacturer says update, I do think you should update, right? That's how your device manufacturer protects you from security holes and things like that. But as we have already said, updating software is annoying. So as a user, I think people should think about what they want and do the research when buying the television. Do you want a TV that is, you know, super, super duper connected to the internet and you have to update software all the time? Or is it actually better to at least try and relegate the annoying software update stuff to one of these streaming sticks or external devices that is ultimately cheaper and, for better or for worse, more disposable than that big, beautiful $1,000 flat screen that you put on your wall, right? So I think, at least for the interim, I think one of these external streaming devices is in some ways a better solution for the consumer, and the less bells and whistles in the television for connecting you to the internet and doing all sorts of fancy things that you might not actually need if you just want to watch your shows, maybe the better.
Yeah, I have to say, when I'm shopping for a television, which I haven't done in a long time, but when I am doing that, I want the best picture. I don't really care that much about being connected to the internet, but maybe that's just me. Ben Brock Johnson.
You don't want all those apps? You don't want those apps, Jeremy?
No, I don't. You can get those through, as you said, a Roku stick or an Apple TV or cable or whatever you have.
Absolutely.
You don't need it to be on the TV. Anyway, that's just me.
That's right.
Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here Now, thank you.
Thank you.
The only smarts I want on my TV, Femi, is
when
you're on TV. There, you're my smart TV.
Oh, thank you so much. And you can watch me Monday through Thursday on Al Jazeera.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WVOR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Femi Okay. It's Here and Now.